Conclusion. The ultimate test is our relationship with death and the unknown. Philosophies and ideologies may debate and argue about their capabilities and compete for popular acceptance on questions of material existence, but how do they stand in relation to death and the life beyond? We believe that we have the technique for attaining absolute individual freedom in this life. In fact, we view both lives as a continuous process. We provide a social, democratic, legal order that allows the individual to concentrate on his or her personal apprehensions and conflicts and resolve them through the process of moral education outlined above. Each individual continues the same processes in the next life. In this inner activity of moral education, including interaction with others, we recommend the path of the Prophet Muhammad,
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
as the safest and most direct route. As it has already been stated, there is no compulsion to follow this or any other technique or religion. We only express a genuine and honest opinion developed from our own personal experience. Finally, it must be observed that ours is not a conciliatory ideology or religion, although it does have the quality of reconciliation, a beautiful quality indeed. This, however, is an authoritative, direct message. It comes from a person who knows what he is doing and how to do it, Ustaz Mahmoud Muhammad Taha. Ustaz Mahmoud Muhammad Taha teaches that one should not be concerned with the salvation of others, except insofar as it is part of one's own salvation. Once one is concerned with one's own salvation, he or she should seek and identify the truth and stand by it, regardless of what others do. Allah will give victory to the truth. Our duty is to uphold it within ourselves.